It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a former Dairy Queen about what it means to be Alice in Dairyland.
First, one Wisconsin lawmaker is trying to require food stamp recipients in the state to show photo ID when they use their benefits at the store. He says the measure is necessary to cut down on food stamp fraud and abuse. He's crafted a bill that would require new electronic benefit transfer cards with photo identification to participants in Wisconsin's food share program.
Representative Jesse Kramer, Republican from Kewaskum, is here to talk about the bill, which is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship. Representative Kramer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, spell out the basics for us. Why do we need to include a photo component to these benefit cards here in Wisconsin?
Well, this is something that that some other states have looked into in the past years, and even states like New York and Massachusetts have used in the past. Basically, the food share program works, and the what used to be called food stamps, now it's food share. The benefits are put on what's called a Quest card, which is a debit card, and that debit card has really cut down on a lot of the fraud over the years since it started to be implemented about a decade ago. Because there's a PIN included on that card, and it's harder for people to traffic these who do want to use them. Fraudulently. I mean, obviously the people that are in need aren't doing that, but there are people out there taking advantage of the system. And one way we can potentially cut down on some of that fraud, and to go back just a little bit, there's two types of fraud. There's the provider fraud, which would be like, say, a grocery store, or there's recipient fraud, so whoever has a card. So what we'd be doing here is working a little bit on the recipient end. And right now, there's actually the national average is about 1.3% of the benefits that are given out are still being used fraudulently. Now, as I mentioned before, years ago, it used to be more up in the 5-6% range, but that's cut down quite a bit.
So the idea here is the one way that fraud might work is if I had the card, I could, I don't know, sell it or exchange it for something to someone else, and
correct.
I would have to give them the PIN number for them to be able to successfully use it,
correct.
And then the wrong
yep.
person is receiving that. So do we have a sense of how often that specific kind of fraud that would happen that a photo would prevent?
Well, as I mentioned, we would have no idea. What we do know is... As I mentioned, it's about 1.3% on average in the nation. And when a state like Wisconsin alone is giving out, it's actually up to about $1.1 billion a year now in actual benefits we're giving out, that amounts to about $14 million that's being thrown away. Since Governor Walker took office, we've since begun a program with the Office of the Inspector General. His name is Mr. White, and he works in DHS, the Department of Health Services. And he has actually started a program to go after a lot of this recipient fraud without a photo ID on the cards. And a lot of that fraud was occurring on the social media, Facebook, Craigslist, and eBay. And just last year alone, there were 7,300 investigations, and we actually saved, it was 0.6%. of that $1.1 billion, but it wound up, we saved over $6.5 million just with that alone. So if there's another 0.6% out there that we can maybe stop with a photo ID, I'm willing to look at that. I mean, $6 million is not chunk change by any means. And this program is meant for the truly needy, and we want to make sure that the people that need those benefits, that extra $6 million that's out there being used fraudulently, should be used for the people who truly do need it. And we want to make sure that those people are getting the benefits that they deserve.
How much would it cost to implement these photo IDs and to keep them going from year to year?
Yeah, the initial cost we just got from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which is a nonpartisan agency that works for the legislature. And they went on worst-case scenario. So worst-case scenario being that everyone in the household that's able to use a card would be issued a card with a photo on it. So that worst-case scenario to start the program would be about $7 million, a little over $7 million. Now, that's the way the program is administered, it's a 50-50 match. The state covers half the administration. The federal government covers the other half. So it would be about $3.5 million we'd be on the hook in the state. Annually after that, it'd be about $2 million to operate the program. So $1 million on the state and $1 million on the federal government. Obviously, if this program were to work, there'd be a law of diminishing returns. If we wind up recovering, stopping a lot of the peddling of these cards, well, long term, I mean, there might be a reason to stop putting photos on cards when we realize, it's not really paying off anymore to do such a thing. Massachusetts actually had the program for years until Governor Romney stopped it in, he was still governor just before he ran for president. And now Massachusetts is actually going back to putting them on the cards again. So you've obviously got to weigh that cost analysis. Is it worth it or isn't it?
Talking to Assembly Representative Jesse Kramer about his effort to get photo ID on food share cards, what used to be called food stamps, an anti-fraud effort. One concern that's been raised, Representative Kramer, is that the card is given to a household, the head of the household, not an individual. Anyone in the household can use the card, but maybe there's just mom's picture or dad's picture. So if a spouse tries to use it, a kid tries to use it, this may be a hurdle for a legitimate use of a card.
That's correct. And therein lies the problem with the program. The way we have, what this bill does is it actually tells our Department of Health Services to request a waiver from the federal government to allow, say if someone goes to a grocery store, to allow that grocery store actually to mandate that they look at the photo on the card. Now, obviously, if you've got everyone in the household that has to be able to use that card, there's a problem here because everyone's photo is not going to be on that card. So that is a snag in the program, and thus the reason that we went with the worst-case scenario when we were analyzing the cost. If we were to give one of these out to everyone in the household that's able to use a card, well, that would alleviate some of those problems.
And one of the reasons that you need that waiver is, as I understand it, federal law says you're not supposed to pay special attention to a food share card. You're supposed to treat it like a debit card if you're the, say, clerk in a grocery store. Some people have said this is an extra stigma, an extra step of drawing attention to people receiving food assistance. Is that a worry for you?
Well, and that's the concern of the federal government, yes. And I think, to be honest with you, I think everyone that goes to a grocery store knows if there's someone in line that has one of these cards. It's fairly obvious, unless you're checking out in a lane that doesn't have a cashier. But it's not. I don't know. The majority of us in society that understand that there are needy people that really need these programs, and they're meant to be there for people that have fallen on tough times. So it is not logical citizens of the state of Wisconsin, and I do not feel should be looking at that as a stigma. It shouldn't be meant as a stigma. We all fall in hard times. I've used programs, I've been in unemployment. I've used programs in the past. I used heating assistance for a year. These are meant for people that are truly in need, and it's not something that we should be stigmatizing, but I'm not saying that people would not. So that's how I feel about it.
Now that you're bringing this bill forward, are you seeing support both from your own party and maybe bipartisan support from Democrats?
I haven't yet. I haven't heard anything from the Democrats. I mean, we obviously all, it's not like you see in the media where we all can't stand each other in Madison. We all talk, we're all cordial, we all discuss things among each other, but I haven't seen much from my Democratic colleagues yet that they're interested in this. In other states, it has been a bipartisan. Obviously, you see New York had it. That's a pretty Democratic state. Massachusetts is bringing it back again. So it doesn't fall along party lines. In theory, it should be a bipartisan bill. We'll see what happens going forward.
And what is the next step going forward?
We put it out for circulation. We've got signers on the bill, and then it is up to leadership now in the assembly to decide if it's going to come up for a committee hearing or not. And that could be as early as the spring or maybe even this fall.
All right, Representative Kramer, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
That was State Assembly Representative Jesse Kramer. He was with us to talk about his bill that would require those who use food aid to show photo ID when making purchases.